Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Bill the Producer. We got a bunch of stuff to cover today, or at least Phil. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but
one or the other.
It's a lot of good information. As we celebrate somewhat of a milestone this week with Scuba Radio, because this is our last broadcast from our current broadcast facility. Now, I've kind of alluded to this a little bit on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and maybe mentioned it briefly on the air. However, we are in the process of building two new broadcast facilities for Scuba Radio. I mean, I got to tell you, it's been quite a challenge, hasn't
it,
Bill?
It's a daunting task.
I am exhausted. Huge thing that we are taking into account, and we hope to broadcast from our new broadcast facility in 2 weeks. So we might have to tape the show the next couple. We don't know yet because there's all this stuff going on. If you hear any, banging going on in the background, that kind of thing, we have. It could be a situation that, the movers are literally taking stuff out while we do the show today. So it's a very exciting time because we're upgrading a bunch of stuff. And it's pretty neat. I think it's going to be a fun little adventure over the next few weeks as we prepare for a massive upgrade for 2012 for Scuba Radio. And I must say, let me just throw it out there right now, Bill. New Year's Eve in Bimini is going down. We're going to go over there. We're going to do the show live. I can't say what it is, but we are going to have a major announcement on Scuba Radio on New Year's Eve, when we broadcast from the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort Big Game Club there in Bimini, that you're going to want to listen and hear about. It's huge. This is another big. It's always something with what we're doing, isn't it?
Never boring. I know that you want this to be a big surprise when it comes out, but I'm gonna.
No,
I think I'm not playing my cards quite as close to the vest as you are. Because I have been against this from the very beginning. Because, quite honestly, I think it's a mistake for you to jump on this transgender bandwagon. I have always thought that you would be the ugliest woman I have ever met. And I don't think any amount of hormone treatment or surgery is going to fix that. And I am not for this plan. Okay. I am against it.
Something has gotten lost in the show notes. I think you're misinterpreting something. I don't think that's right. We don't have that's not on the agenda.
Well, it says right here on my copy of the program for January the 1st, actually December 31st, my apologies.
Yeah.
Introduce Greg the Dive Mistress.
No, that'd be a typo.
Oh, well, there we are.
Okay.
Ah, you know what? It turns out I'm nowhere near as concerned as I thought I was.
Good.
And then now I guess I have no idea what the big announcement is.
Well, you're just going to have to tune in.
I guess so.
If you don't end up joining us there in person, which we're trying to work out, but we don't know if that's going to fly.
Right. Or not fly.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So you'll have to tune in on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
for a very special live show from the Big Game Club in Bimini. Neil Watson will be there with us for sure.
Right.
We'll have a couple mermaids. We'll have a whole bunch of you know, it's just going to be a ball. It'll be the second annual New Year's Eve bash there at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. And we hope to hook up with Neil Watson here in just a little bit and get the latest, because he's actually over in Bimini right now preparing the resort. And he told me that I think he has like 20 divers over in Bimini right now at the resort from New York City.
Okay.
So they've been diving, and we're going to get a first-hand report about the conditions and what it's like to dive with 20 New Yorkers, 20 New Yorker divers. That could be an adventure in itself. All right. Also, this weekend, supposedly, now we're going to try to reach this guy again, but I just haven't heard if it's happening for sure or not. But supposedly this weekend, Alex Girard, that we've had on the air before, who has the record for the longest underwater freshwater dive, is going for the saltwater record this weekend. Have you heard anything about this, Bill?
I have not heard about any progress on it.
I did try to call him, his personal number. Of course, he didn't answer, because I'm assuming maybe he might be submerged. It's like 72 hours, I guess, or 2 or 3 days that he's supposed to stay down underwater. He was working on doing this at Lauderdale by the Sea. It was scheduled for this weekend. I have not heard one way or another for sure if this is indeed taking place. So if anybody listening from South Florida this weekend happens to know, feel free to dial up 888-88-SCUBA and give us a first-hand report. Otherwise, we got a few other numbers. We're going to try and see if we can't reach out to him and find out if indeed this is going down and how well he's doing. If not, we'll have a report for you next week. However, he shot me an email right before he headed down to South Florida to do this.
Okay.
And evidently, there's some radio folks down in the UK or England, someplace over there that are mouthing off about having, you know, breaking the record for the longest underwater dive.
Okay.
And they're making it into a big radio stunt. And, you know, anybody who's listened to scuba radio over the last 15 years obviously knows that I'm way above gimmicks. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. But he was challenging me. He's like, hey, are you going to have these broadcasters from the UK?
You're above gimmicks.
Outshine scuba radio. I mean, you're scuba radio. You guys should have the record for the longest underwater broadcast. That's what it was. It's not the longest underwater dive. Evidently, there's some guys doing some underwater broadcasting,
right,
and claiming that they've done the longest one, blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't even know what their record is. We've done a 2-hour show underwater before. We did that from the Living Seas at Epcot many, many years ago.
Right.
But we never did this as an excuse to get it in the Guinness Book of World Records or anything like that, or weren't challenged by some other radio show or some, some British dudes or whatever. You know, I really don't want to get that shriveled up. I don't know that it's really worth the payoff. Now, but maybe Alan, I think what Alan was saying is like, hey, I would be willing to represent Scuba Radio and provide this possibility to us. So, I don't know. We're going to talk to him and see. And maybe, just for fun's sake. I mean, because like I said, I'm not into the whole gimmicky stunt type of radio. That's so low class. We're so far below that.
Says the man with 9 mermaids.
Right. We're below that type of behavior here at Scuba Radio. But we should be, because we're a dive show. Get it? See?
Below. Yes. Yeah. We're well
anyway,
below that.
So we'll have to see. If you have any thoughts on that, feel free to email me at info@scubaradio.com if you think we should, stoop to that level and give these guys a run for their money. Because I'll tell you what. I mean, these are radio guys. They're just doing some goofy little stunt. If we wanted to go down and do underwater broadcast, Bill, we could do this for days. We We could live underwater.
Weeks. We go to that hotel. We go to that underwater hotel.
The Jules Undersea Lodge, the Aquarius Project.
Pshaw.
Down there in Key Largo
as well.
Again,
I say pshaw.
Which means?
Pshaw.
Yeah. So, we have plenty of options, but it's almost too easy. That's what I'm saying. I just don't know that it's worth the aggravation. But if we could get, if we can get Alan to do it for us.
Yeah, wear a t-shirt.
Just put a Scuba Radio t-shirt on him and kind of ordain him as an official Scuba Radio guy. That sounds like a pretty easy.
That does sound like an easy
way
fix.
To capitalize on all the media hype. And but like I said, I'm way below that. So I'm two fin kicks ahead of you on this one. So we'll see. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
If Christmas shopping tires you out, listen to this.
Howdy ho!
Don't buy me no bow tie like you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne or an airbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum.
Yes,
just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my tree.
I want one of those.
If you can't give me one, then give me two or three.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum will make me happy. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my Christmas tree.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Yeah, bottle of rum, you don't got to worry about the size being wrong on that gift for the holiday season.
No, it's always the right size.
It always
usually
fits.
The right flavor.
Yeah, usually.
It's usually got the right consistency. Usually you can find things that match it, that go well with it, that will keep you from feeling as though it's too much contrast. You know what I'm saying? I would be able to find some Coke. And for you, what is it? Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Ice cubes.
Diet Pepsi, yeah. Right. And all you have to do is you mix the two. And after you drink a few of them,
you stop mixing.
It's like, man, I love you, man. That was the best gift ever. But you can't get, well, actually, you could get pretty much anybody a bottle of rum. That's a pretty
well,
great.
Well, not anybody.
But you might want to enhance
not,
it
not
with
the
something.
Mormons. Not if you have a friend as a Mormon.
Okay. Well, then go to scubaradio.com. Like, a lot of people went to last week.
Oh, yes.
And took advantage of our big Black Friday.
You
Scuba
sold
Radio
out of some
Saturday.
Of the stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. It was quite amazing. I will say, we have just a few Scuba Radio jackets and a couple pieces of pirate treasure left. I'll tell you, by the time I say this, if you go there and it's still up there at the website, when you click on the shop tab, grab it and order it, and you can take advantage of that and knock off a few gifts for your holiday gift giving needs, because there's really not much left. We sold out of a lot of stuff, actually. I had
the towels.
Yeah, the towels went almost immediately.
Which is unfortunate, because now the picture where the towel is just Tony standing there without a towel. Yeah, actually, that worked out better than we thought.
Yeah, exactly. That's not that unfortunate. What was really weird is that it was Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
And then all right, my mistake. Tony said the T-shirts.
Right. This is true. Yeah. But the T-shirts have went back up in price. They're $11.99. We had a $4.99 special.
Yeah, that was a special.
That was a really great deal. But even at $11.99, it's a great deal. And the free shipping for all Scuba Radio stuff over $15 still applies. So if you want to get some of those items like a Scuba Radio hat, shirt, jacket, the pirate treasure, and that kind of stuff, just go there and order today. Also, now this doesn't apply to the free shipping items, but remember, we have this new Dive Silver jewelry
right
up there as well, and there's a link to the Dive Silver site and the Scuba Radio plethora of jewelry that we now have available thanks to those folks. Just go to the shop tab at scubaradio.com, and you'll see the link for Dive Silver. Or you can go to divesilver.com and type in Scuba Radio, and you'll find this. You know, there's like 10, 15 different items, from Scuba Radio rings, earrings, belly rings, all kinds of cool little Scuba Radio gadgets. Or you might find a...
How come you didn't use my picture of me with the belly ring?
Because we didn't want to have anyone, puke when they were surfing the web and have to pay for, like, you know, new keyboards and things like that. Would have been bad. So that's up there. And if you go to divesilver.com, of course, you know, not only do they have the Scuba Radio jewelry, but they have all these cool little pendants, manta rays, dolphins, whales, you name it, anything you can imagine in the marine jewelry art world is right there at divesilver.com. Take advantage of it. That's a great gift for the diver on your list. So there's a little, and by the way, thanks to everybody for taking part,
yes.
Last week, it kind of overwhelmed us, to be honest. I didn't expect to sell out so quickly on things, and I apologize to some of the people we had to email. I tried to make it up to some folks, because people ordered, like, the towels, many of them. They sold out so quickly that we had...
Orders were processed
that
you couldn't fill.
Right, exactly. So, I've called a few folks, and I took care of them. Kept everybody happy, but it was a slight inconvenience for some people because, the demand was high. But there's still plenty of stuff up there, but take advantage of, like, the two things.
You know, if you don't mind me saying so, it's their own damn fault for waiting. Because not like you didn't have towels last month or the month before. It's not like you just invented towels.
We had them on sale.
Oh, yeah, because they waited for the sale.
Right, well.
Well, because they had to be super cheap.
Yeah, well, they...
It's their own damn fault. I blame them.
Off. But yeah, the jackets are still on sale, and the pirate treasure is still on sale, but there's only a few left, literally. So if you don't take advantage of it now, forget about it. They're just going to disappear from the website, and once they're gone, they're gone! All right, and then you'll have to just go back to that bottle of rum.
Right.
All right, so there's a big legislative event happening in Tallahassee in January, Bill.
Okay.
Dive Day at the Capitol. Now, I know a lot of people listen to the show outside of Florida, but of course, Florida is a diving mecca in the United States.
Right.
Along with California and even coast of Texas. But what happens in California and Florida usually happens pretty much all around the world when it comes to legislative affairs. and things. What happens in Florida can affect the Caribbean and other places of the world, that kind of thing. So, and we're based in Florida, so, you know, we have a tendency to follow these kind of things. Well, January 10th, it's a Tuesday, we're going to have Dive Dave at the Capitol. So
okay.
It's basically, you know, you can participate in this if you're a dive operator in Florida. But we're going to see if we can't go out there and schmooze with the governor and do a little politicking, so to speak, for our sport. So we don't get shut out in legislative issues. And every once in a while, they come up. There was a big issue last year about the dive boat operators in Florida being affected by lobster licenses. We talked about this.
Right.
Remember
yes,
that?
We did.
And where they were going to, you know, impose a massive fee on some of the charter boat operators if certain divers were doing lobstering and that kind of thing. And it just turns into a big boondoggle because,
right.
You know, it cost a heck of a lot of money is what it would have cost the dive operators. And of course, what would they do? They would either stop lobstering or they'd have to pass that cost on to the, dive opera or the divers. So it's never good. That's never a good thing. So these are the kind of issues that we're going to address at Dive Day at the Capitol, January 10th. You'll hear more about it here on The Big Show. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Last day in our old broadcast facility. We are upgrading to a new location.
Stadium-style seating.
Yet to be disclosed. It's a hidden location.
Or completed, I think.
Yeah, good point.
I'm afraid of that.
We got a lot of activity going on as we move the broadcast facility to a new place. And actually build a second studio. So we're going to have two broadcast locations here for 2012, which ought to be quite fun, quite exciting, and give us some more capability to do some more fun stuff here in the new year. Now, you know, as you do this, we've been here several years at this current place. You have a tendency to gather up a lot of crap. And when you move to a new location, you have a tendency to clean things out, to upgrade a few pieces of equipment and find things that you forgot that were there. But some stuff you look at it like, wow, that's really old. And we've still been using it. You know, it works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. That's not necessarily a good thing for radio broadcasts or dive equipment, which is where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Because
all right,
it made me think.
I thought you were saying that. This is also Bill's last broadcast with Scuba Radio.
Well, you are old. And, now that you mention it. No, I'm joking. But you look at this stuff and you're thinking, well, you know, this regulator's been sitting in my office here for, you know, several years now. It looks pristine, but it is not the kind of a thing that you would want to go diving with without it having checked out or hadn't had its overhaul. In a few years, even though it has been, you know, covered from the elements, those, the seatings, the rubber gaskets and things inside your regulators have a tendency to kind of create a memory and what could lead to a free flow and that kind of problem. So this is your friendly reminder, you know, if you got your gear packed away a little bit because it's cooler right now, this might be the time to consider an upgrade and add to your, you know, your gift list for yourself. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, you do.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 215. No matter how badly you want to impress that hot babe on the dive boat, it's never a good idea to use the boat's propeller to grab a quick shave. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer at Ford Divers Alert Network. Care for a drink, Nick?
Yes, please. Got any water?
Feeling a little parched from the plane, are you?
Yeah, it's amazing. Even a short flight can make you really feel dried out.
Guess we better get you hydrated before we dive, you think?
Yes, you know. Diving and dehydration are a bad combination.
How about making it our tip today?
Sounds like a good idea.
Where do we start?
Well, the first thing to remember is that sometimes hydration is not necessarily about how much you drink, but rather what you drink.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly.
But doesn't quantity matter?
It does, in that you need to drink on a regular basis, so you replace fluids as they deplete. If you wait until you actually feel thirsty, you've actually gotten to a point where you're a bit dehydrated.
Can you just drink a massive amount of fluid at that point to make up the difference?
You can, because it's good to get the fluids into you. But understand that it won't immediately solve the problem. Both dehydration and rehydration are a cumulative process and take time.
How long?
It can take days on either side. That's why it's better always to drink hydrating fluids on a regular basis, to maintain a constant balance.
What do you consider hydrating fluids?
Well, water is definitely the best way to go. But if you're traveling outside the country or you're in unfamiliar areas, stick to filtered or bottled water.
Come on, water's boring.
Yeah, but it's the best for you. But if you want a little flavor, try a low-glucose, balanced electrolyte sports drink.
Well, what about coffee, tea, and that sort of thing?
Caffeine and alcohol can both contribute to dehydration, so I recommend avoiding them if you can.
Seriously? No coffee and no beer? I don't think so.
Okay, I know. There's a big difference between a recommendation and reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you have to, or you want to, partake in a caffeinated or adult alcoholic beverage, try to keep it to a minimum. And at the very least, drink water along the way to minimize the dehydrating impact.
Back to water.
It's the good stuff.
I know. Is there anything else?
You can try having a snack with your water.
A snack? What does eating have to do with hydration?
Believe it or not, eating regularly contributes to the balance your body seeks. It's a fairly involved explanation, but the basics are that if you do nothing but drink large amounts of water without ever introducing other nutrients, it can actually create an imbalance over time, just as not drinking enough water can.
It's like anything else in life, isn't it? It's all about the balance.
That's the way of the world. But in the case of hydration, it's one of the easiest balances to achieve. Just feed your body with good choices as a regular practice, and it'll take care of what it needs to maintain the balance.
Nice. Sometimes hydration is not about how much you drink, but what you drink. Make smart hydration choices and make them regularly. Stick to water and low sugar sports drinks and don't forget to fuel with food. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so, you know, we're moving our studio, and we're cleaning out all the old stuff. We're going to upgrade some things. It made me start to think that I might need to do the same with my dive equipment. And we're planning to do some diving, actually, next weekend. I'm doing my first student in quite some time. I'm teaching them how to dive.
Just so dear.
Better clarify that. But it looks like we're going to take them down to the Keys, down to Key Largo, stay at our friendly resort, Ocean Point Suites, and do a couple days of diving. CJ is going to come down, and I'm going to teach this guy how to dive over a couple days, maybe go out with Captain Slate. Pete from Scuba Board is on the line with us right now. He's down there right now. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing good, man. Living the dream.
Living the dream, exactly. How are the conditions right now down there in the Keys? Is the water cold? I got to keep that in mind. I haven't wore a wetsuit in some time.
Today they kind of sucked. A lot of winds and waves, but I hear that tomorrow the boats are going out.
Okay,
that,
tonight.
Winds are calming down and that the diving conditions are premier.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know. Hopefully by next weekend they'll be nice and calm and clear for us.
I put the order in for you.
Okay, good.
Do that.
Good. Yeah, yeah. I hope to. I think we're going to do some diving there with our buddy Captain Slate in Key Largo.
Oh, dude, that'll be righteous. Count me in. I'll be there.
Okay. All right.
I'll teach your student all the bad moves.
Okay. No, I was going to say you can make up for what I'm going to teach them. Then you can teach them the right way, kind of thing. I already got Mermaid Tony. She's supposedly going to have my back as well. So,
cool.
Amongst the three of us, we might be able to get this guy certified correctly. No, I think it'll be good.
Did you check out that video of the guys with the Coke bottle on YouTube?
The Coke bottle? No, what, drinking a Coke underwater kind of thing? Or
were they putting
a Coke bottle underwater and they fill it up with air? They're at depth. Now, these guys are at 50 meters, which means they're like at 160 feet. It's stupid. Or 57 meters, so they're even almost another 30 feet deeper. So these guys are deep. And they take this Coke bottle, fill it with air, empty Coke bottle, and they start rubbing it in their hands so it makes a crinkle sound. Well, apparently that calls all the sharks. It's like a shark call.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And this shark runs this guy trying to get to the freaking bottle. It's really hilarious.
Well, okay, now wait. Were they trying to drink the Coke? And this
no,
happened
empty.
By... Oh, it was, okay, so you know, I know,
empty bottle.
Yeah, I know this technique. I've done, well, I should say I've been with people who've done this. They, you know, what they think, they'll take, and you've seen that, they'll take a water bottle down with them that's empty, and the pressure will collapse the bottle. And if you take an empty water bottle and kind of crunch it underwater under pressure, have you done this, Pete?
I have not.
Yeah, you haven't heard of this before?
I saw it for the first time on Scuba Board. Someone had posted a YouTube video of these guys doing it, and like I said, the guy was almost eaten by the shark.
Yeah,
I'm like, holy cow, that's stupid.
What they think is that the sound of the crinkling plastic bottle is that of the bones in a fish crunching, and that's what attracts the shark is the sound of that crinkling water bottle, or in your case on the video, it was a Coke bottle or plastic Coke bottle, right?
Plastic Coke bottle.
Yeah. So I've done it. I've seen it. It does work. It is not something I would recommend. You know, unless
only if you want to join Darwin's list of divers who never passed on.
Well,
Greg can't be on that list because he's got the kids.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
You can't be on the Darwin list if you've already had kids.
Thank you.
You know, you've
I'm
got
safe.
A good point, and you know what? You don't have enough air to come over to hide it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will, in defense of that, I mean, it's no different than an underwater bird call. It just happens to be a shark thing, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Hold on.
What?
It is a little bit different than an underwater bird call, because with a bird call, you are rarely attracting an animal large enough to take a bite out of you.
Oh, look, I've been attacked by a blue jay.
All right, maybe you have a point. But you know, in my situation, I've seen people do it with the idea of wanting to take pictures. I mean, most of the times, the sharks don't come in and attack, or they don't come in and bite.
Dude, on this YouTube, it was just hilarious. This guy was, he turns around, and all of a sudden, he's doing a somersault to kick the shark away from it. The shark is going right for the bottle. It's just like stinking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you know, that it could have been where they were at.
Underwater.
Well, no.
And deep. They were deep.
Like I said, I've been in situations where we've done that, or somebody in the group did that, and the sharks never showed up. So it just depends. You have to be in an area where the sharks are near enough or close enough where they hear it, and they're amped up enough where they're going to come in and check it out. But
that's what I need, is an amped up shark coming in to check out me crinkling a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need. A million years of evolution eating machine. Let's get it amped up.
Well, let's put it in perspective too, because it is, you know, you're putting the sharks into hunting mode. They have two modes. They have hunting mode. They have scavenger mode. Now I'm getting into shark behavior. This is some
this
stuff
is fantastic.
I
this is great.
Dabble
this
in.
Is kind of beyond you, isn't it?
Well, I've learned it over the years.
He actually runs a website, Shark Attack File.
I do, actually. Sharkattackfile.com. And the reality is they'll scatter. You know, sharks are actually very skittish. We have to bait them in for pictures. You know, that stuff you see on the Discovery Channel, you've seen this, where they have to be baited in sometimes for hours before you can get them close enough to take a picture
I
of
like
them.
Going fishing for sharks with seals.
However, if you...
Cats work better.
If you spear a fish and there's sharks nearby, chances are they're going to come check you out. I'll explain right after the break, because it's a totally different mode, and the whole bottle thing is kind of similar.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Down in the workshop, all the elves are making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo, like a big fat drunk disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realize we've been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Whoa, whoa. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Tell ya, something finally must have snapped.
You know, that'll happen if you take an eggnog bottle underwater and crinkle it. It makes Santa go insane.
Santa is the name for a 12-foot tiger shark.
That, well, yes.
In Fiji.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal on the bottle thing. And we have Pete from Scuba Board with us on the show right now, too. And I'm surprised you didn't know about this technique of crinkling up a water bottle or a Coke bottle underwater and having that bring in sharks.
Obviously, I'm still living, Greg. Not knowing it hasn't killed me yet.
Well, look, it won't kill you. And let me put this in perspective for you, because I do have quite a bit of experience with this, and I don't want you to give it the wrong impression, because I don't think it's a Darwin Award type of situation. Now, those guys that you're talking about on YouTube, they may not have known what they're getting themselves into, and that's what it sounds like. But the reality is
200 feet.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, but the reality is if you take a water bottle underwater and the pressure kind of, you know, crinkles it up already, and then you start, you know, rustling with it and like getting it to go, you know, the theory is it sounds like the bones of a fish being crunched, and that's what attracts the shark. It's the sound of that brings the sharks in, and it puts them into hunting mode. No different than if you speared a fish while you're spearfishing. Because if there are sharks around and you spear a fish, I can guarantee you a shark will take a notice. They will come in and they will check it out. I'm sure you've probably seen that scenario. Right, Pete? Come on.
I've had that scenario happen.
Right. And it's the same thing. And I have nothing against spearfishing. But if you spear fish and you know there's sharks in the water, and there are sharks in the water, it's just a matter of are there a lot of them around you at the time or not, you got to keep that in mind. And you got to assume the risk that if you spear a fish, a shark could come in and want that fish. And then you have the decision, am I going to fight the shark for the fish? Am I going to give him the fish? Am I going to try to protect the fish or whatever, or float it or whatever you got
to
do?
This is a great time to decide to protect the fish after you've speared it.
Well, you know, protect it for yourself to eat.
Oh, I understand.
But it's no different than if you take that bottle underwater and start crinkling it with the idea of attracting the shark. And because it will. It'll pique their interest, and it'll bring them into hunting mode, which is a little scary.
Stupid.
No, it's not stupid. It's just...
How is it not stupid? You do not want to be in the water with a predator. This is kind of like...
No, that's not true, Bill. If you're an underwater photographer and you want to get pictures of sharks, that is a way. That is one of the tricks of the trade that underwater photographers use to bring sharks close enough to get a good picture of them.
Because
usually...
They got a big camo that they can put between them and the shark.
Well, that may be, but they don't...
Just having a bottle that this guy had between him and the shark, I would suggest... was not enough buffer for me.
Right. Well, what I'm telling you is that he probably didn't realize
it would work
as well as it did.
Yeah, he would have done it if the two of you were diving, because he would have used you, Greg, as a buffer.
As a human shield?
Yes.
Yes, maybe. But
or inhuman shield, depending on how you look at it.
Well, true. But, you know, I mean, it can work. But I've seen other... I mean, most of the time the sharks will come in and they'll go, what's that noise? And they'll kind of swim around and... They don't normally come in attack mode like probably what you saw in the video, but it could happen because they are in hunting mode. They hear the sound. They rush in because they know if they don't rush in, they may not have a shot at that injured fish, which is what they think they're hearing.
Now,
it's the same thing.
Or injured diver.
Right, but it's the same thing with a speared fish. Same thing, but in scavenger mode, if it's a dead bait, like you're using, like you see on the Discovery Channel, and they're baiting in with like carcasses of fish and stuff. The sharks are very timid. They'll circle for an hour or two before they'll actually come in and take a bite out of a fish, generally.
I am certain of one thing. That guy, after this incident, needs some sink to stink for his wetsuit.
I'll tell you something
else. Don't doubt it.
This is the thing. And of course, a lot of these techniques did not start with the diving community. There was a very similar process which was used by Ansel Adams when he wanted to take pictures of grizzly bears.
Yeah.
He would go into the forested area and yell, "Hello, I'm a picnic basket."
Yeah.
And that worked extremely well.
Yeah.
Well,
Ansel
Adams.
That for gators, go to the side of a pond that's got a gators and just gently slap the top of the water and you'll pull gators in.
Really?
Yes. It's best if you do it with a small child.
Ah, or
you may not borrow
or
my
small dog.
Dogs work better.
Yeah. A dog, yeah, furry little dog, like a Maltese.
Slap the top of the water, and any gators in the area will come to figure out what is dying.
Right. Well, good. That makes sense.
Another thing you can do is you can make a little harness for your dog so his legs kick in the water for a while. That attracts him a little bit faster.
Okay. Well, thanks for that little tidbit.
And if you want more information on this, go to PETA, PETA.org.
Well, there you go. But you know, my point is with the water bottle thing is that it can be used as a viable tool for underwater photographers.
But not just as a flotation device.
No. And just know what you're getting yourselves into. You know, because
exactly.
Assume
there you go.
The risk.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you assume your risk. And that goes, I feel the same way about spearfishing.
If you take a bigger bottle, will you get a bigger shark?
I don't know.
Oh, the shark was big enough.
Yeah, I don't know that it matters. I mean, it probably just matters on how quickly sound it makes.
Can you take one of those refrigerator 1 gallon water bottle things underwater?
I don't think that'll crinkle enough. Well, actually, it might. But
maybe an empty box of wine.
It might be a much deeper crinkle. It might draw in like a whale or so. I don't know. Who knows? That'll be an experiment.
Sharktopus
for Bill to do for us next year. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. We have some cool gift ideas for the holidays for you, and all kinds of extra stuff, including another Scuba Snobs etiquette course. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.